Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead. Peter, she has 4 points. Adam Felber has 3. P.J. O'Rourke has 1.
But the subtlety with which I
play. Yeah.
The nuance.
That was quite a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, P.J., you're in third place. You're up first.
The
clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
A Senate committee approved the nomination of blank to be the new CIA head.
Oh, darn it. What's his name? Head of NSA. I was so upset about that NSA stuff, too. And then I answered the phone during dinner and realized every telemarketer in the world had that information.
And yet his name is?
I don't know.
Michael Hayden. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said that the move to make blank the national language is just symbolic.
English.
Right. After undergoing surgery to repair his broken hind leg, Kentucky Derby winner blank was doing well and flirting with mayors.
Mayor Nagin in New Orleans?
No, his name is Barbaro.
Oh.
Federal regulators fined mortgage giant blank $400 million for manipulating their accounts to fund executive bonuses.
Fannie Mae.
Right, a French fry factory in Britain had to be evacuated after a blank was dug up and gathered with the potatoes.
No, I'm the slightest idea.
A hand grenade. For the first time ever, ESPN will provide live primetime coverage of next week's blank.
Soccer?
National Spelling Bee. 3 years after...
Much more exciting than soccer.
3 years after apologizing for disrespecting President Bush, the lead singer of the blank...
Dixie Chicks.
The Vatican this week made a statement warning the public of the dangers posed by blank.
The Da Vinci Code.
No, fake organists.
Wait a second.
Are you sure they said organists?
Yeah.
Fake organists.
Can you tell if a church is faking its organist?
I am Catholic. There are many issues that upset us Catholics. Fake organists isn't one of them.
Well, add it to the list, dude.
All right.
There's only one Vatican organist, so don't be fooled by imitations. That was the warning issued in a letter from Cardinal Francesco Marchisano of the Vatican.
Teach me not to read the parish news.
He was apparently lashing out at one Massimiliano Muzzi, an upstart of an organist who has been billing himself as, quote, the organist of Pope Benedict XVI as part of his upcoming world tour, but it's not true.
Wait, Muzzi's a fraud?
He is.
I got to return these tickets.
Carl, how did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has a...
With nuance.
He now has a slight lead with 7 points.
Okay. Adam, you're up next. Please fill in the blank.
Sure.
Gray-haired soul singer Taylor Hicks was the winner in this year's blank.
American Idol.
Right. Hundreds of people were forced to flee when fire engulfed the airport in blank on Wednesday.
Boston?
No, it was in Istanbul.
Right.
The Justice Department denied reports that they were investigating House Speaker blank.
Denny Hastert.
Right. On Tuesday, ABC News announced that blank would be the sole anchor of the evening news.
Charles Gibson.
Right. Legendary soccer announcer Angel Fernandez, known for his signature blank announcement, died this week at the age of 80.
Goal!
Yes, although longer. This week, PETA named musicians Prince and Veronica Mars star Kristen Bell the world's sexiest blanks.
Vegetarians.
Right. An Arizona man disillusioned by low voter turnout has proposed that every person who votes have the chance to blank.
Date him.
No. To win $1 million. Why not incentivize the whole civic participation thing? Dr. Mark Osterloh, a Tucson ophthalmologist, says he got enough signatures to put the idea on the ballot. Many people question the idea of greed being a good motivation for voting.
Not us Republicans. No.
But the good doctor reports... He says that once you've grabbed people's interest with a payoff, they'll naturally start to think about things like sewage bond issues and health care and vote accordingly. Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Adam has the lead.
All right, then. So how many does Roxanne need to take this home with her?
5 correct answers.
Ooh, that's a rickety lead I hold there.
Yeah. Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Officials revealed Monday that the personal data of 26.5 million blanks had been stolen.
veterans.
Right. On Thursday, the Senate voted to approve their controversial blank bill.
Immigration.
Right. In a taped message, Osama bin Laden said that blank didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
Musarare. You know. Marzipan. No. Musari.
Right. Musawi. Musawi. President Bush, he's Musari now, let me tell you. President Bush held a joint press conference with blank on Thursday to discuss the future of Iraq.
Tony Blair.
Right. Police in New York arrested a man waiting for his friend to be released after he was caught blanking.
Smoking.
No, stealing the police station gumball machine. In spite of largely negative reviews, blank opened with the second biggest film debut in history.
Da Vinci Code.
Right. A 7-year-old boy from Arizona became the youngest person ever to swim to San Francisco from blank.
Alcatraz.
Right. Female police officers in the Netherlands are complaining that their work is being compromised because of blank.
They're see-through tops.
You're so correct. For some reason, these women are unhappy with the new see-through blouses. The General Secretary of the Police Trade Union says our policewomen feel they are being leered at, and that is a very unpretty feeling. Unpretty. One potential solution, official undershirts. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed 5 correct answers. Roxanne had 7 correct answers.
Oh, my goodness.
14 more points.
Why did we even bother to come?
So with 18 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.